Initiate with the conclusion. When you're working hard towards a goal, doing everything right, but still not getting the results you want, it can be frustrating. This could be in your career, a personal project, or a lifelong dream. What do you do next when you're already doing all the right things? Trey Gowdy, a federal prosecutor, faced this exact dilemma early in his career. At just 30 years old, he took on a major murder case. He and his team spent months gathering evidence and preparing for trial. But despite their efforts, things weren't going well. Gowdy was worried they might not win the case. That's when he decided to step back and try a different approach. Instead of focusing on the process, he started by envisioning the outcome they wanted. Strategic approach to winning cases. Gowdy understood that winning the case depended on proving the defendant's guilt beyond any doubt. So, he focused on crafting the final speech he would give to the jury. He knew a strong, convincing argument could sway their decision. By starting with the end goal in mind, Gowdy made a clear plan to reach it. He worked backward from what he wanted to achieve, focusing on the steps that would lead there. This approach helped him secure a conviction in the case. From then on, Gowdy used this method to achieve nearly every goal in his career. When faced with a tough decision or a big goal, take a tip from Gowdy. Picture what you want the outcome to be. Then, write a clear and simple description of what you aim to achieve. This will help you concentrate and stay on course to reach your main goal. For instance, if you're planning to start a new business, jot down what kind of company you want to create, what you'll sell or offer, and the money goals you hope to hit in the next 1 to 3 years. Achieve goals through structured steps. Starting with the end goal in mind isn't just about setting objectives. It's also about breaking those objectives into smaller, doable steps and focusing your efforts on each step. Once you've identified your main goal, take time to list the important stages, checkpoints, and deadlines you'll need to meet, and break down each step into smaller tasks. For example, if you aim to run a marathon in 6 months, start by outlining the specific training plan you'll follow. Set weekly goals for how many miles you need to run, and mark out smaller milestones along the way, like completing a 10K or half marathon race. This structured approach helps you stay on track and motivated as you work towards your ultimate goal. Start with your goal clearly in mind and work backward to plan your path. This strategy helps you stay on track and avoid distractions or setbacks that might come up. By knowing where you want to end up from the beginning, you create a straightforward roadmap. This roadmap keeps you focused and motivated, even when things get challenging. Pursue your aspirations. What should you do when you have a dream that feels impossible or too far away? Maybe it seems like something that could never really happen, but you can't shake the feeling that it's supposed to be yours. As a kid in South Carolina, Gowdy had a clear dream from a young age. He wanted to become a prosecutor when he grew up. But when he shared this dream with his father, he didn't get the support he hoped for. His father doubted Gowdy's ability to succeed in that career path. Gowdy faced a big setback when his dad doubted him, but he didn't give up. Instead, he used it as fuel to work harder towards his dream. He went to law school, interned at the U.S. Attorney's Office, and eventually became a federal prosecutor. Throughout his journey, Gowdy stuck to his dream, even when things looked tough. He believed deeply that this was what he was meant to do, and he was determined to achieve it no matter what. What's the takeaway from Gowdy's experience? According to him, it's simple. Always listen to your dreams when making important decisions in life. Even if things seem hard or others doubt you, don't let go of what you truly want. Overcome doubts and adapt to change. Certainly, pursuing your dreams can be scary, especially when they feel unreachable or your loved ones don't support you. As Gowdy found out from his own dad, sometimes the people closest to you can hold you back. So start by figuring out who these voices are in your life. Think about how they affect your dreams. Are there folks who cheer you on and believe in you? Are there others who doubt you or bring you down? Write down their names and think about how you can listen less to the negative ones and get more support from the positive ones. It's important to regularly revisit your dreams and adjust your plans accordingly. Life can throw surprises at you, and sometimes your dreams and circumstances change. By checking in on your plans often, you can make sure you're always heading in the right direction. For instance, if you've always wanted to start your own business, but now find yourself really interested in teaching, you might need to tweak your plan. This could mean going back to school or gaining experience in education. Also, if unexpected problems pop up, adjusting your plan can help you find ways around them. Focus on what matters most. Do you ever struggle to juggle between work and personal life? Or feel like you're just going through the motions, moving from one task to another without really thinking about the bigger picture? You're not in this alone. Finding a balance between what you need to do and what's important to you can be tricky, especially nowadays when everyone expects you to always be online and available. It's easy to get sucked into your daily routine and lose track of what matters. Early in his career, Gowdy faced a crucial decision when offered the job of United States Attorney for South Carolina. Despite being a successful prosecutor with a bright future, taking the new role meant relocating his family and working longer hours, which would strain his family life. To decide, Gowdy listed his priorities. He realized his family came first, and that the new job would hurt their well-being. So he turned down the offer, a choice he later knew was right. Prioritize your path to a fulfilling life. Gowdy's story shows us why knowing what matters most and sticking to it is crucial. Even when you face tough choices, staying true to your priorities helps you build a fulfilling life that matches your values and beliefs. To stay focused on your priorities like Gowdy did, start by jotting down your top three. Take time to think about what's most important to you. What do you value? What principles guide you? What do you want to achieve? Once you've figured these out, write them down. Having a clear list of what matters most to you can help you focus on the important stuff and make smart choices in life. For instance, when you're thinking about taking a new job, you can check your list to see if the opportunity fits with your values and goals. Remember, your priorities, like your dreams, can shift as you grow older. What's crucial to you when you're young might change over time. For example, early on, your career could be your main focus, but later on, family and your own well-being might become more important. Regularly review and adjust your priorities. To put this plan into action, set reminders to check your list of priorities regularly, like once a year or every 6 months. Take time to think about whether your priorities have changed and if they still match what matters most to you. For example, imagine you've been working long hours and giving up time with your family to get ahead at work. After thinking about your priorities, you realize that your family and relationships are more important than career success. Adjust your list of priorities accordingly, and then make changes in your life to show what's most important to you. Recognize when to remain or depart. Ever felt stuck in a job and wondered if it's time for a change? Or maybe you're not sure if your current job is moving you toward your long-term goals. Many people wrestle with these questions during their careers. It's easy to get comfortable and just go through the motions. That's exactly what happened to Gowdy in 2018 when he realized his time as a congressman wouldn't last forever. Despite loving his work and the people he served, he knew he had to start planning for a future beyond politics. How did he decide it was time to move on? However, he also knew that he couldn't stay in that role forever. The idea of leaving such an important job made him feel guilty and unsure, but he eventually realized it was time to move on. So how did he come to this decision? Firstly, Gowdy spent a lot of time thinking about his long-term goals and whether being a congressman was helping him achieve them. He also thought about how his job affected his personal life, like the time he spent away from his family. After weighing the good and bad sides of staying in Congress, he decided it was time to step down and focus on other parts of his life. Evaluate your job satisfaction and consider change. If you're thinking about whether it's time for a job change, grab a pen and paper. First, figure out how happy you are at work. Make two lists. List what you enjoy about your job in one column, like the tasks you like, the people you get along with, or the atmosphere. In the other column, jot down what you don't like, maybe tasks you dislike, people you find tough to work with, or aspects of the workplace culture. Once you see what you love and don't love about your job, you can spot any patterns and decide if the negatives outweigh the positives. Imagine you work at a marketing agency and you enjoy the creative projects, but the office vibe is toxic and there's no balance between work and personal life. By recognizing these issues, you can start looking at your options, like finding a new job where you can still be creative, but in a more supportive and balanced environment. Revitalize your career. If the positives are greater than the negatives, but you still feel unhappy at work, maybe it's time to look inward. Maybe you haven't been keeping up with changes in your field, and that's why you're not satisfied. That's why it's important to regularly check your skills and keep learning. That means knowing what you're good at and what you're not, and keeping up with what's new in your industry. To get started, grab another sheet of paper and jot down the skills you already have and the ones you want to learn. Next, do some research to find ways to develop those skills. Look into options like classes, workshops, or finding a mentor in your field. Imagine you work in tech and notice your coding skills could use a boost. By researching and finding a coding boot camp, you can not only upgrade your skills, but also show your boss you're serious about staying current and bringing more to your team. Key points. 1. Start with your end goal in mind to plan effectively and stay focused on achieving it. 2. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps to maintain motivation and track progress. 3. Persist in pursuing your dreams despite doubts and setbacks, drawing inspiration from personal conviction. 4. Regularly reassess your priorities to align your actions with what matters most in your life. 5. Recognize when it's time to change paths or roles to ensure long-term fulfillment and growth. 6. Evaluate job satisfaction by listing positives and negatives to make informed career decisions. 7. Continuously upgrade skills and adapt to industry changes to enhance job satisfaction and performance.